Cursed, written by Thomas Enger and read by David Shaw Parker.
Prologue. August 2009. Daniel Scheinman knew that people would talk about this day. It was one of those days when the grass and bushes by the roadside sparkled. The air was sharp and clear. The sky above the trees was so blue it almost hurt the eye. He knew that right now the forest would smell raw and cold, but soon the adders would slither out, unsure about what time of year it was. And the larger animals in the forest would seek out the shade, where they would lie chewing on heather and on the berries that had started to ripen. And when the sun was at its highest, everything would smell warm and dry, and every step in the forest, every startled flap of the wing would be heard from far away. Just thinking about it made his body tingle. After Gunilla died, Scheinman had struggled to find a reason to get up in the morning. They didn't have any children, nor did they have many friends. The silence frequently kept him chained to the armchair in the living room, from where he stared out at the surrounding fields and countryside with empty eyes, and wondered what more life had to offer a man like him. Nothing, was what he most often concluded, an answer that made him wonder if perhaps he should follow Gunilla into eternity. But it was not like him to give up. So time and again he had hauled himself out of the chair and decided to devote himself to what he loved most in life. On days like today, he was in no doubt that he had made the right decision. Scheinman turned off the road, leaving the asphalt for the gravel, and slowing down as he drove between the trees. It was almost as though he was holding back so he wouldn't experience everything too fast. When he reached the red barrier, he was surprised to see it was already open, but he thought no more about it and parked in a large open area beside the path that in winter served as a ski track. Another car was already there. It had obviously arrived quite recently. He could still see its tracks in the damp gravel. Scheinman turned off his engine, got out of the car and opened the boot to let Lexi out. She had a harness on. As always, he stood and looked at her tail wagging back and forth, at the light in her eyes. He had paid $9,500 for her, but there wasn't a sum large enough to cover her true value. Lexi was the best beagle in the world, always ready for a walk, always pleased to see him, even when he had only popped out to the shop. Scheinman took out his rucksack and shotgun, a Husqvarna, that his father had given him on his 16th birthday, and he had used every autumn since. Perhaps it wasn't entirely right to call the man his father anymore, given what he'd learned over the past few days. To think that he was actually Norwegian. He couldn't imagine what his parents, his real parents, must have gone through, what they must have sacrificed. War was a board game from hell, in which you had no control over your fate, and rarely did any good come of it. Even though Sweden had remained neutral in the Second World War, its people were still affected by what happened. The couple who had brought him up had opened their home to give shelter and help to people they didn't know, and they weren't the only ones. Sacrificing oneself for others was an ideal that Scheinman valued highly. It was perhaps the greatest of all virtues. Scheinman no longer felt sad or melancholy when he thought about the people he had grown up with, the people he had called family, mother and father. But in the past few days, he had pondered what his life might have been like if they had lived just a little longer. He had been left on his own with the farm and forest when he was only 17. The man who had phoned him a few days ago, who was coming to see him later on today, had told him that it was originally intended that he would be told about his background when he turned 18.